Welcome to the weekly podcast of Upper Room Christian Fellowship in Lincoln, Nebraska. Thank you for listening.
Okay, where were we? Oh yeah, thankful. Go around the table saying how thankful you are about something. I tried this getting going in our family. I said what I was thankful for. And then my oldest son go, I'm next. I'll tell you what I'm thankful for. My youngest is in her seat and she's stuck there. Now you might think, okay, that's cute and everything. But the problem was it went around the table. Everybody was saying the same thing. I'm thankful she's in that seat too. I'm thankful she's in that seat too. If you've met my youngest, she is quite the active person. She is in everything. You have to watch with three eyes. And I know you only have two, but that means you got to be watching constantly. Now the funny thing is, as we got to eating, we realized something. She wasn't buckled. She got out. She was mobile. It was funny. So again, it's good to be thankful about things, but typically it's good to be about thankful about things of the Lord. And so the question really that I'm going to ask you is, are you thankful this morning? Now the good news is, we're going to learn how to be thankful and what it means also to us on a day-to-day basis. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Now that is before 2 Chronicles. But it's after 2 Kings. And if that doesn't help you out, ask the person next to you. And if that doesn't help you out, look at the index in the beginning of your book. And as Brian, of course, always so helpful, tells you his, what's your page number? 336. Minus 567. What's yours?
525.
I don't think it's going to work, gang. Thank you, Liam. He's disappeared now. Oh, there you are. Just a quick setup. This is David finally got the tabernacle, the setup, and the Ark of the Covenant inside. So he gave, look at verse 7. Said, that day, David first delivered this psalm into the hand of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord. And he starts off by saying, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Give thanks. That call out means to proclaim his name, his reputation, his character, God, his attributes. Give thanks. Call upon his name. Call it out. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing psalms or praise to him. Talk of his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. That word glory basically means to shine in, to boast in, to praise, or I like to think to bask. In whose glory? His glory. Bask in his glory, in his holy name, meaning he is not altered or affected by the world. He is pure. And his character is pure. He is perfect. He's saying, glory, just bask in him. He's perfect. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek him. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face, his presence, his fellowship forevermore. And this is where it gets to us. Remember. That name, that word remember means to think, recall, record, like we're trying to do here. Record and then mention. Remember what we already read in verse 8? Make known his deeds. Look at verse 9. Talk of his wondrous works. So remember his marvelous works, which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Let's break this down. Yes, ma'am.
What chapter are we in?
1 Chronicles chapter 16.
First. Okay.
it is a whole bunch.
Okay,
okay, we got to start all over again. See, you should have never told them that their voices we picked up. This is the most active they've ever been. Are you with me so far? And I'm surprised it's Aaron that missed this. I'm sorry, I pulled you out, Aaron. Okay, I tell you what, I'll give you a second. Read verses 7 through 11, and we'll pick up 12 again. Go ahead, just read them. In fact, I'll read them. Ready? On that day, David first delivered this psalm to the hand of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms or praise to him. Talk of his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek him. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember, that word remember means think, recall, to record, but also to mention. Again, looking at verse 8 again, make known his deeds among the people. Look at verse 9, talk of his wondrous works. What are we doing here? Remembering his marvelous, wondrous, extraordinary works which he has done. Let's stop right there. I'm going to put this in your mind because I'm going to ask for you. Think about what God has done, what wondrous things he has done for you or for your family. Maybe a position, maybe a raise. Somehow he provided for you, car getting fixed. Think with me. He's telling us, remember these things, recall them, make known of them. His wonders. It's a special display of God's power, a miracle. Answered prayer. You have answered prayer recently? Think with me. And that last one, look at this. And the judgments of his mouth. Now this is twofold. It's his word, his mouth, his word. Has the word of God spoken to you in a powerful way? Judgment also means decision, plan, time, and execution. Maybe something that you didn't get. Maybe that job, maybe that promotion, maybe that raise, maybe that house, maybe that car. Why? Because it's something that you realize that God's hand is on your life. Who do you have to praise God about this morning? Now I'm asking you. It's being recorded. What are you thankful for? Now, be thankful about this. I'm not going to do like around the table thing. Okay, Gretchen. Okay, Kyle. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to look for hands. You share. What has the Lord... Make known. This is part of giving thanks. This is part of worship. Give thanks. Make known. What has God done for you? Why? Because it encourages us. What has God done for you? Really? Wow! He's alive. He's moving. He's working. He's doing. He's so worthy to be praised. You with me? So I ask, what do you have to be thankful for this morning? Anybody? Matthew.
He gives me solutions to my problems.
No.
Wonderful.
Everything.
Wonderful.
Everything. Seek his face. We'll get into that even more. Seek him. Seek answers from him. Nothing too small, nothing too great. Anybody else? Yes, Colleen.
My husband.
Yes.
Thank God for him.
We thank the Lord for him too and everything he went through, and he looks fine now.
Yeah.
I said relatively speaking. Don't worry.
And I was actually going to say following Jesus. That's the thing that came with
it. Amen. And it's nice to know that somebody's there for you regardless, right?
family and friends.
Yeah, amen. And health, sickness.
He has been present with me and our families in times of trouble, especially through our church family.
Amen. Yes. Amazing children. You have amazing children. And I think most of the parents just said amen to their own children too. Yes, Brianna. Parents. Nice. I thought maybe she was going to say pies, but I'm thankful. Jeremy.
Answered prayer and healing.
And healing. Yeah. Yes, Connie.
I am thankful for my sisters in Christ and this church body. Aww. I feel like I've lost my family in some ways. And I am so thankful that God has provided in this church
body. Amen. Anyone else?
I'm thankful that I should be able to turn in my book in the next 24 hours. And you guys have all been praying for that. But one of the coolest parts of this project has been I get to tell stories of faith in it that I didn't see coming, and God kept showing up throughout this project. I thought I was writing about Lincoln, but no, really I'm writing about God and what He has done, and that's a privilege.
Amen. That's great. Thank you. Kevin. No, Connie's already shared Kevin. You can't. No.
Two things. An amazing wife, 32 years. And second thing is just a privilege of being able to work, serve
the
ministry.
Amen. Praise God. Anyone else? Yes, Aaron.
An upcoming marriage.
Oh, yes. We rejoice with you. And praise God with you. And we're thankful that you finally found First Chronicles. Sean.
I'm thankful that no matter what our circumstances are, God's character, His promises don't change.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else?
I'm also thankful for this church family and just my friends and those that loved on me and my family, my sister. Every test, every hug, every there and the world.
Amen. Anybody else? No jokes.
No jokes. I'm going to make a little one. I'm going to say some people have already stolen my answer, but I'm going to say it again. The church family.
Amen.
Especially my brothers in Christ here at this church, what they've done this past couple months to help me and my family.
It's what it's about, right? We're a family, and we're here to be God's hands and mouth and heart at times, right? Amen. Anyone else? Caleb.
I'm thankful for the opportunity to serve this body.
Amen. I'll hear here to that. Yes, Bree.
Having family and friends there when I need to be changed.
Amen. Yes, my daughter.
Being able to be open and have free speech over being a believer. Like being able to be open about it and go to a school that allows me to worship God every day and not be persecuted.
Amen. And my dad. Oh, that's sweet. Yes, Melissa. I'm sorry, Tom, you'll be next. I promise.
I'm going to say time.
So, yeah, it's looking at the bright side of that, right? Good news, you get to be with the family more often. Thomas.
Say for a, honestly, for a wonderful fiance. She has changed a lot from meeting her. Believe it or not.
Anybody else? Yes, Rochelle.
I am thankful my son comes home safe every time he goes out driving.
Yeah, and it's my question. Does he wear sunglasses at night? Anyone else?
For you.
Aww. I'm thankful for you guys too. Seriously, as you let me come up here every Sunday and you bear with me and we go through the Word of God together. And you know what? I do. I find it very exciting because you guys follow along with me and we dig in. So I'm thankful for you guys. And I haven't seen a hook yet. Yes! Back there. Very nice. Kudos to you, Aaron. Thank you, Becky. Anybody else? Liam.
I'm thankful for wonderful parents that do a lot for me and always show me love.
Amen. Don't tear up, Mama. Yes, he should. Anybody else? Connie.
I'm thankful that you don't compromise on the Word of God, that you preach right from the Word and you don't compromise.
Thanks. I'm thankful most of you turn off your phone. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
I'm thankful for my grandma and my awesome gaming buddy.
You have the best of two worlds. I mean, you've got great grandparents, but you also have Santa living in your house.
I'm thankful for my brother Moo over here.
Brother Moo. Mm-hmm. Like he's as first surprised as you are. Floor's yours, Moo.
I said I'm thankful I woke up.
Thankful he doesn't bring his concealed weapon inside the church. No.
I mean, I don't know. He might use that.
Anybody else?
For Susie for bringing you.
Jeff?
I just wanted to add one thing. I used to go to a church. There was quite a bit of internal strife to it. And it's just, I'm blessed to be coming to a church family where everybody seems to pull together and work together for solutions. And I'm just thankful for you, your family, and this church family.
Amen. Amen. Anything else? Did you see what you just did? Really not that hard. That's part about being thankful. God wants thankful hearts. We're always looking at the things that we don't have instead of what we do have. In fact, let's look at some more stuff that we have, shall we? Look at verse 15. We'll drop down. Oh, excuse me, look at verse 13. Excuse me. O seed of Israel, His servant, you children of Jacob, His chosen ones. Israelites, Jacob's family, they were the chosen ones. But do you know that you're chosen? Do you know that you're chosen from the foundations of the world? Do you know God had you in mind before He created everything? That God knows your name, that God knew your parents' name, that God knew your grandparents' name, and on and on and on, and God knew you when you were in the womb, but even before that. And God knows that you're sitting here right now. You're chosen. You are chosen ones. Look at verse 14. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. That He is your Lord. Chosen to be His children. That you can say, my Lord, my God. Even something the Jews would never say, you can say, my Father. How thankful. We're talking about a family here. We're talking about the family of God. We're talking about the Father God always being there. Look at verse 15. It says, remember. Remember His covenant forever. Now, we are now in the new covenant. Right? Remember the covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac. The new covenant is what? That he also delivered us from what? From sin. That he's given us a new heart. New creations. We have, if you will, new life. Eternal life. And in that new covenant, he's coming back for us. Chosen ones in the family, a new covenant in Christ. But did you notice also in the verse 15, his word? You have his word. When you feel lonely, when you feel empty, when you feel unthankful, we have the very love letter of God. That when we open up our hearts to him, he speaks and ministers to us. Have you discovered that? The greatest joy that I have as being a pastor, or as a man of God, let's just skip that title, as a man of God, not only do I get to be ministered to by God's Word, but I get to minister to other people and remind them of God's Word. God's Word. It guides, it directs, it gives me a light to my path. It gives me joy to my heart. It gives me purpose. Gives me understanding. I get to see the presence of God, his face. And you're saying, every day? No. If God made it easy, would you seek him? If God just spelled it out, would you read it? I'm thankful for the Word of God. What else we have here? Look at verse 16. The covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac. I have God's promises. For all the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen. All of them. Mine. Yours. I have God's promises. So no matter what I'm going through, God says, I am here. I have promised. I cannot lie. Do you believe this? Even when you can't feel me, I am there because I said I am. Do you believe this? Even when you feel lonely and empty and confused, did I not say that I am there guiding you, directing you with my eye, protecting you, providing for you? Consider the lilies. Consider the ravens. That's actually the sparrows, huh? Don't consider the ravens. I look at verse 17. And he confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for everlasting covenant, saying, to you, I will give the land of Canaan as an allotment of your inheritance. Do you know you have an inheritance? In fact, we read this in Peter, to an inheritance that's incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved for you in heaven. I have an inheritance. That's big. That's really big for somebody that really doesn't have an inheritance. I have an inheritance. I have riches here, but man, I have riches in heaven. Not the riches that you think of. Not money. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. What? God put gold for streets. What people are dying for is going to be pavement in heaven. How picturesque is that? Not that kind of wealth. A wealth that we're speaking of here. Family, belonging, that everybody knows me and I know them. I belong. Can you imagine that? I belong. You belong. An inheritance. Now, drop down to verse 23. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. So again, what's part of this pouring out? Of understanding these things that have been given to me, I give thanks to the Lord. But in doing so too, I share with others this good news. This is the outpouring of thankfulness. But this is also, if you will, a regeneration in my own heart. Do you ever share with somebody just the good news of Jesus Christ? Not only is the person blessed, but you're blessed. to have that in the forefront of my mind, that I have something to give. Something so precious the world cannot understand it completely. That's why they destroy everything and tarnish everything in, of His name, including you. But it's precious, and it's been bought with a precious price, the blood of Jesus Christ Himself. So I proclaim the good news of my salvation day to day. Now look at 24. Declare His glory among the nations, His wonders among all His peoples. So it's not just this time at Thanksgiving that we are thankful. It's a day-to-day event to remind ourselves, what are we thankful for today? What did the Lord show you today, reveal to you today? What work did He do? How did He protect you? How did He guide you? To be thankful. Thank you, Lord. At night, do we thank the Lord? Thank you, Lord, for that. For protecting me from that car that was coming out of control. From that decision I almost made, and you corrected me. Every day, being thankful. Just thank you, Lord. It's not like you have to do it. You get to do it. What it does is it changes me, too. My outlet, look, my perspective. My view of God. I look at 25 through 27. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols. They're worthless. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and gladness are His place. Isn't that an interesting word, gladness? We get in this mindset because we see the world as it is, and that God can't have any joy. He's going to be constantly going, oh, what did I do? Why did I create these beings? But He's glad over you. He rejoices over you. He sings over you. There's only one thing to say. Remember this. There's no one like Jehovah. No one. There's nothing like God, your God. There's nothing. Nothing can compare to Him. Nothing is worthy of, really, if you will, not only not of our praise, but also our reverence. Nothing. Nothing's like Him. Now look at 28 and 29. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. Now that word give is like a scribe. Scribe is to His attribute. It's a sign to Him that He really is what's quality and the authorship of anything that's good. That He is God. He is so worthy to be worshipped. And aren't you glad, aren't you thankful that there truly is something in this world, in this creation, that is worthy to be worshipped? It's perfect. Now look at verse 30. Tremble before Him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. And let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field rejoice in all that is in it. Then the trees of the woods shall rejoice before the Lord, for He is coming to judge the earth. Gang. Are you afraid in this world? Are you worried? Are you seeing things as they are and you're just going, wow, there's no hope? Do you see the injustice? Do you see the corruption? Do you see how there's nothing politically good anywhere? Sadly to say, including this country. There's no hope in mankind. Wait a minute. All creation acknowledges the Creator. His people, too, should acknowledge something. He reigns. Let all His people rejoice. He reigns. That nothing happens on this earth that surprises Him. There's nothing out of reach for Him. He's at work. God's at work always. We can rejoice. We can praise Him. Oh, we can't understand everything. Everything seems chaotic. He's in control. Gang, think about that. Listen to that. He's in control. No matter how dark it looks. No matter how bad it seems. He reigns. I know some of you are afraid for your children. He reigns. Some people, some kids are afraid to have kids because of this world. He reigns. God is God. Rejoice. Praise Him. Thank Him. God's in control. Not man. God's in control. Not Satan. God's in control. So give thanks to the Lord, verse 34 says, for He is good. That sink in. He's good. No matter what's going on, He's good. He's good. Always good. And His mercy, oh, it endures forever. And say, save us, O God, of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles. To give thanks to Your holy name, to triumph to Your praise. He has saved us. He has delivered us from hell. He shall triumph over all His creation. And He's coming back for us. You all should be dancing around now. Or I'll tell you what. Let's just finish it with what David says. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. From everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said,
amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we just thank You. We want to come before You with thankful hearts. Lord, we just pray, help us to be men and women that remind ourselves of the wonderful work that You do on a daily basis. God, I pray that each one of us would begin a time at night, not only of prayer, but of thankfulness. Thankfulness of Your interaction in our lives. Help us to also be a people that continually seek Your face and seek Your strength. Lord, as we proclaim today, we are thankful for the works that You have done. Wondrous works. Beautiful works. And we're thankful for that You have brought us together as a family. We pray that we'll continue to grow closer to You and to each other. And that You, Lord, would always be magnified here. That Your word would always be magnified. And that, Lord, that all things, in everything that we do, that You would be glorified. And it's in Jesus' name we pray.